Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen is reportedly easing investor concern that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, with you on this 16th day of October, 2014. You know, I just drove by a church, and their entire front lawn of their church is piled up with pumpkins. Now, I know churches do things to make money. I understand that. But isn't Halloween, All Hallows Eve, isn't that pretty much accepted, Dan, as being the Satanist holiday, whatever? Why? Why do you want to touch that? I could see Turkey Day. I could see Christmas that's celebrated on December 25th, and that's not the right date either. I for the past several years I've been watching this, and you know, I'm sure that a lot can be justified. Well, the church needs money too. Well. But if the devil promised to fill your coffers for your church if you just swapped the little spit and danced with him in the pale moonlight, would you do that? Would you do that? I had a very interesting conversation on a telephone today. And you have to specify that. Because it could be Skype, it could be tweeting or twittering, or it could be email. Those are conversations, but... Telephone. You know that old thing. You pick it up and you dial numbers and you connect to somebody. And it's not through the damned internet. Call me old school. Call me an old fart. I don't care. But the telephone and everything we see today is just about a derivative thereof. But I'm having this conversation with this gentleman. And he is the biggest business attorney here in Texas. Also happens to be a constable down in, I said it earlier, Dan, Corpus Christi. Thank you very much. And our initial contact was over another issue. I mean, I can't divulge what that is. It's nothing secretive, but I just can't tip my hat. I'll explain at a later time, just in case inquiring minds want to know. But I asked him, I said, what do you think of the state of law enforcement today? And almost immediately, he says, the militarization of it, it's wrong. And I said, yeah. I said, you know, I did my own little spot survey with DPS, county sheriffs, deputies, police department, rank and file. Didn't matter. When they did the NDAA thing, and in that is, if the government wants to call you a terrorist, well, you're a threat to the sanctity, security, and whatever else of the United States. I said, you can be disappeared. You don't get a phone call. You don't get to call your lawyer. You don't get to call your friends, your loved ones, your wife, your family. Nobody. You are disappeared. Forget anything else. The guarantee to show up in court, that ain't happening. As evidenced by what's going on with Guantanamo Bay. They're holding people down there, and a lot of these guys, folks, I mean, this was a dog and pony show. A lot of those guys down there are exactly what they said they were. They were damn sheep herders, or the like. Some of them may not have been. But how do you determine that if they never get a day in court? You're just eternally locked up. He understood that. And I said, do you know where a lot of this stuff... Because he actually used the term peace officer with me. And then we were talking about related law enforcement. I am the law. Law enforcement issues. And I said, are you aware of the Administrative Procedures Act they did back in 1946? I said, you're an attorney. You would understand this. This was the end round around the Constitution. And I said, they've got codified laws, they got statutory laws, they got rules, regulations, policies, whatever. And I said, you being a lawyer, you know this. The state has become the complainant. Well, who does the state represent? Well, supposedly the public at large and public safety. Really? I said, under common law principles, and that's one of the things in the jurisprudence sector in this country they have flipped, because it used to be that nobody, I mean absolutely nobody, had a claim against you. No harm, no foul. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, hell, even that's a federal crime now. If you say the wrong words to the wrong persons and they complain to the right federal agency, guess what? Your butt's on a griddle. And not that I'm defending racism or anything else, but I said in this country, under the freedom of speech, First Amendment, people may not like what I have to say, but it wasn't a damn federal crime. He agreed. And I said, you can't walk into any courtroom. You can't walk into a courtroom when you're charged with this statute or that policy violation or that rules and regulation, you know, you cut the corners on that. No, you can't walk into a court and say, Your Honor, I think this violates not my civil rights, my 14th Amendment status as being a citizen of the United States. I said they're the deaf, dumb, and blind kids. They don't even play pinball. They hear no, they speak no, and to them the Constitution is evil, because that's the antithesis to what we see as the state being the nanny, claiming that it has been injured, and the state goes after you. I said, how the hell do you think they did that? The Administrative Procedures Act. It is such a joy, and don't ask me how this happens, that you're a constable and also a lawyer. But it is such a pleasure to talk to somebody that it is receptive, that will listen to what you're saying, not block it, because a lot of people say the first couple of words of a sentence, it triggers something, propagandized piece of your brain somewhere. Oh, automatic rejection. Thank you very much for playing the game. You lose. No, he would listen to complete thoughts and complete sentences. And it's such a joy to talk to somebody like this, because when they have an open mind and you can bring the issues, forget the detritus that it kicks up. Go to the core of who's laying these things and let's drill down on that. I'm going to bring this gentleman up on the air because it was a very, should I use the term, enlightening experience? A real dialogue, learning from each other, drilling down to what the core issues and the problems are. Forget playing the Dutchie boy. Let me stick my finger in that newly opened hole. Tired of it? We ain't got time for it. We're losing the country.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
So, as I was saying before the break, you know, there is common ground. Because you know what? Not a lot of people in law enforcement.
I am the law.
Thanks, Judge Dredd, for sticking that in my mind for eternity. People with influence are the ones that are now seeing stuff that they really don't like, but they don't know where it came from. They don't understand it. This has been a gradual, step-by-step process throughout the years to bring us to this point in this country's history. He's an ex-Marine, too, by the way, and I tested his mettle on the Middle East. Passed with flying colors. And here we go. He didn't know what ISIS meant, and I told him. I said, Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. And I said, when was the last time you had a band of madcap Arabs or whatever, Middle Easterners, using an acronym and not ever explaining what it is? And I said, where we discovered this was a State Department guy that was on Brian Lamb's C-SPAN show back in 1990. And he wanted to communicate with the Israeli Mossad, and they really don't like Mossad, per se, by way of deception. Yeah. So they told him to use ISIS. And I said, remember the argument several months ago? Well, it's ISIS. No, it's ISIL. No, it's ISIS. No, it's ISIL. No, they dropped the ISIL now. Now it's just ISIS. I said, was that a coincidence? I said, was it a coincidence that General Wesley Clark was pulled aside in the Pentagon, taken into a general's office, and shown the seven-country list that had to be done away with? I said, remember what we did with Syria a couple of months ago? Oh, this evil Assad, he's gassing his own people. He's killing his own people. The same used-up reason that we went into Iraq because Saddam Hussein was killing his people. The hell did we care? I said, they tried it with Assad. And I said, and luckily, and I said, the internet just absolutely lit up. I said, this network was reporting on it. The internet lit up. All of a sudden, all the drum beating and the saber rattling disappeared. Well, for the time being. And I said, now, what do we have? Oh, well, we have ISIS. Now we have a new enemy. And, well, we need to target them wherever they're at. And, yeah, let's go droning and precision bombing in Syria. I said, these are acts of war. And I said, now you're hearing the rhetoric again. They're not even human beings. They're not Americans. They're not even cheap politicians. Beating the drum, boots on the ground in the Middle East. Let's go kill some more people. And I said, and what about Janet Napolitano declaring that the soldiers that have been thrown into a war in the Middle East, and how many times and how many tours were they initially forced to do? And they didn't want to do. But I said, I think pretty much the boots on the ground in the Middle East pretty much understand that this 13-year-long war against whatever. And I told him about how the CIA created Al-Qaeda. I said, those were the Mujahideen to go fight the evil Ruskies in Afghanistan. You know, we trained them, we equipped them, we financed them. Then all of a sudden we kind of lost control of them a little bit, and then all of a sudden it was the boogeyman that was going to eat the entire planet and make it all Islamic. He understood. He knew. So rather than taking the bullhorn approach, shoving a bullhorn in people's faces and screaming at them, be selective, be calm, be diligent, but be thorough. Find those that don't like what's going on and fill their little craniums with the much-needed knowledge that they need to connect the dots. Because most people running around today, they have their perceptions versus reality. They don't understand what's going on. So to them, it is unreal. They stick with their preconceived notions and their perceptions and what they were told something was. But it is not. How Orwellian can you get there? So I'm going to have this gentleman on the air, and we will have a discussion. But the point is that there are those in position that need to know, that need to understand. And I can always tell 3, 4, 5 minutes into a conversation when you see the person's eyes starting to glaze and they become non-responsive, they've slipped into some kind of zombie land, I don't know, coma. Yeah, it's best to just shut it down and move on. But things are getting worse and worse and worse every day. He mentioned about Michael Savage going to England. I told him, I said, and I'm talking to a constable slash lawyer. I said, you know, I'm a terrorist. He said, you are? I said, yeah, I'm on a terrorist watch list. Told him a story about the FBI several years ago in Maricopa County, of all places, Joe Arpaio's backyard, handing out the trifold pamphlets to law enforcement. This was not supposed to leak into the civil sector. And I said, they were describing, if you encounter these people, you may have a terrorist. If you're an ardent supporter of the Second Amendment, or you talk incessantly about the Constitution, or if you're a Bible believer, or you hold home church, or anything such as that, you may be a terrorist. I said, that was over 15 years ago. And I said, now the FBI informing all the law enforcement, yeah, all over the country that, well, we got a bunch of sovereign citizens running around that they'd much rather, during a routine traffic stop rather than talk to you, get out of the car and just shoot that cop down in the street. Yeah, how's that for a pucker factor for the men in blue? Yeah, let's tell them that. I said, all of this is a fabrication. And then we got on to the subject of the National Defense Authorization. I said, I did my own poll a couple of days after that happened. I said, the rank and file and PDs, county sheriffs, deputies, DPS, didn't matter, down here in Texas, I brought that up, they just start shaking their head because they knew the implication of that. So, what are we going to do? Build a police state utopia here that for the self-protection of the individual, that the FBI gets its wish, that we don't want to talk to anybody with a badge or a six-shooter on? They're pushing, and they're pushing real, real hard.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Dave Hodges actually posted this while we posted it. He sent it over to us. And this is back in July 27th. This demands a replay. And the newfound attorney slash constable friend I was talking to today made mention of the fact when Michael Savage went over to England, they wouldn't allow him in the country because he was on a terrorist watch list. And that's when, of course, I told him that, hey, I've been trying to Freedom of Information Act the FBI records they have on me. Oh, I don't know, for 20 years. Yeah, there's transparency for you. I can't even learn if I'm a bad guy. I can't even learn if I'm a bad man in the eyes of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. An organization that when they want to, they turn a blind eye to just about anything that they want, and they couldn't grab their backsides with both hands in a lighted room. Here is the clip, blacklisted.
Best known for introducing the world to NSA leaker Edward Snowden, just made another bold and controversial move, publishing in full a highly sensitive government document. Glenn Greenwald's blog, The Intercept, spotlighted the government's rules for putting people on the terror watch list. NBC News Justice correspondent Pete Williams is standing by for us in Washington. Hey, Pete.
Craig, good day to you. Civil liberties groups say that based on what they've read, they think the rules are too loose, that they could put people under suspicion who have no actual connection to terrorism. But the government defends the system and says it has built-in safeguards and responds to changing threats.
It's the database used to generate the no-fly list, blocking people from boarding U.S. flights and stopping people at border entry checkpoints. The government's rule book for putting and keeping names on the list has been closely guarded until now, leaked to The Intercept, a web-based news site. Civil liberties groups say it confirms their belief that the rules are vague and confusing.
The idea that you can predict who's going to commit terrorism is unproven, deeply flawed, and it essentially imposes guilt on people without them having done anything wrong.
The document says a name cannot be added to the list based on unfounded suspicions or hunches, but also says irrefutable evidence or concrete facts are not necessary. A former director of the National Counterterrorism Center says the rules were broadened after the failure 5 years ago to put a would-be terrorist bomber on a watch list and stop him from flying.
The standards for putting people on were frankly so tight that someone like Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, the underwear bomber, likely couldn't be put on the no-fly list.
The rules give the president's counterterrorism advisor authority to put general categories of people on the list temporarily. The government says that's to respond to credible intelligence that someone from a specific age group is coming from somewhere specific, like Yemen, to stage an attack.
The Obama administration is deeply upset that the guidelines have become public. The attorney general has called them the roadmap to the terror tracking system. Craig?
Pete Williams for us in Washington. Pete, thank you.
Credible intelligence. Boy. Credible intelligence. So somebody supposedly in an intelligence agency somewhere says what? And of course, well, you can't ask any questions of that source because that might endanger national security. That might give the terrorist a roadmap on things and how to avoid or whatever. Really. So everything is secretive. Nothing is transparent. Everybody is a lawbreaker until you prove yourself innocent. But you have to be properly vetted, probably by the same organizations and agencies that are making the unfounded conclusions, and you being put on a list somewhere. You know, more and more it's now the fashion. Whether yesterday I was talking about Marianne Godboldo in Michigan. You know, she's been to court 8 different times. Well, one of the crackerjack DAs in Michigan is reopening the case. She didn't want her child drugged. She saw the adverse effects. She said, I'm weaning my kid off of it. That gets you a SWAT team. That gets you 8 appearances in court. And then what we discovered is that Michigan is the first state to have immunity against suits against the drug companies and anybody that's doing business in behalf of the drug companies. Pretty much most of the state of Michigan. How is that possible? You do harm to an individual and you're held harmless? Just like they're doing with cops now, they have immunity? No, they should not have immunity. You do something bad, you do something wrong, get up against the wall. Get your hands in the air, feet back and spread them, cuffed and gone to jail. Or at least charged. If we want to take control of our country back, it is time for everybody, and I don't give a damn what sector, what walk of life, what your income, what your education is, what you think or what you don't think, what you believe or what you don't believe. There is commonality. There is common ground. If for no other sake than the protection of the individual. Not to be at the behest of the state for anything that they want to do to you anytime, anywhere, and as many times as they want to do it to you. You know, another good one is all these forfeiture laws. Do you understand what the basis of these forfeiture laws is? With these cops that are asking people, "You got any cash in the car? How much cash you got?" Well, if you got over $5,000, you're probably a drug dealer. Really? What about I was on my way to buy a used car? What about that? Or what if I'm driving to Vegas and I've got a pension, I like blackjack? Or what if I'm coming from Vegas and I hit on a roulette wheel? And I don't want to take chips home, I'll take the cash, thank you very much. Only after you fill out the IRS, you know, the two different bands of criminals getting together and saying, okay, I'll relinquish our part of the booty here. Happy now? And now that the tax bases are eroding, oh, well, civil forfeiture is more important than ever. But the literal basis of these civil forfeiture, yeah, I'm a cop, I'm here to do what I think is necessary, and I have a suspicion. What they are actually doing is arresting your money. Not you, for a crime that you may, but more than likely, have not committed. They will arrest your house. Not you, but your house and its contents. That's the new wave. Asset forfeiture. You don't have to be guilty of anything. They don't have to prove that you are. And once they take your stuff, you play hell in getting it back. Then you run into the full brunt force of the purposeful bureaucracy that they have set up. Are we having fun yet? And I told this attorney, I said, look, militarization of the police, throwing posse comitatus out the window. Remember when within 24 hours, if you asked a judge, hey, I want to be up in front of you. Yeah, you're not going to hold me forever here. I want to know what I'm charged with. I want to face my accusers. I want to see the evidence. And let's get on with this. If the state thinks I am a bad man, I need to see the prima facie evidence. See, that flies in the face of their terrorism, doesn't it? That they can declare you to be a terrorist. And they don't need any proof. They don't have to reveal their confidential sources. But there I am, butt naked, flapping in the wind, at their whim and control. And I told him, this has been my contention all along. Forget swine flu. Forget Ebola. Forget whatever reason they come up with. The reason why martial law will be declared in this country because of a financial collapse. End of story. And at which time, the Constitution that they haven't paid attention to or have been whittling away from, well, ever since it was signed, that will be out the window, and these wonderful people making all these bad decisions that are in position right now will be making more of them and more rapidly. Rights? Forget even civil rights, folks. You're just going to be a target to somebody. We'll open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, C-R-Y-P-T-O-N-Y-T-E.com.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on Medical Tours today.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So it started out.
Folks, I've been toying around with this idea. You know, we are doing a pledge drive for the network. And yesterday, Mr. T from Pennsylvania said, hey, I got a good idea. Let's offer the copy Super Scam, Mega Fraud in the Misapplication of the Income Tax / Excise Tax. And in this has the affidavit that you can prepare and shove it where the sun doesn't shine for the IRS. For a donation of $50 or more, we'll make sure you get the book. Tom says, hey, he was going to do 10. I said, 10? He said, okay. For the next week, actually until next Friday, make a donation of $50 or more, boom, you get a book. That's probably going to save you family member, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, whether you like them or not. You hate the IRS even more, right? Okay. let's start throwing everything at them. Let's start saving people, saving their bank accounts, saving their homes, saving their reputations. And of course, anybody that does this, you're still in the drawing for Jack Blood. He offered that wonderful antique shotgun. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do with this. I'm going to put a 45, a Springfield 45, in the mix. And I'm toying around with the idea of putting that 50 cal up as well. It's worth $3,000. So, do we have enough, how should I say, inducement? You know, forget the fact that this network must continue. And if you've noticed, let me give my Orwellian report. That things are double plus good on the Republic Broadcasting side. If you'll go in and notice, if you will, on the archive page. Looks like the old one. That's because it is. And the shows, the schedule is being updated, not only on the website for the host on this, the wonderful host on this network, but also the new names are being put in the archives as well. No more streaming drops. No more Phonus Interruptus, no more Skype drops. Technically, we are proficient once again here at this network. The last week I was doing three people's jobs. I was doing the secretary, and the guy that no longer, the cancer that no longer works at this network, and my job as well. And one of my jobs is to make sure that we got advertising. I'm still going through accounts and finding out what is the term? How much of the funds of each one of these accounts was embezzled and went into a private pocket? So we're going to need your help for a little while longer. We've got an affiliate relations man now working for the network. Not kind of, sort of. He's got three clients. Me and two others. Actually, no. I'll take that back. He's got two clients. This network and another individual. And this guy told me, he said, you know, I'm nosing around for an advertiser so you can run some advertising on your network to displace what you're going to pay me to be your affiliate relations man. Whoa, where did this guy come from? Thank my lucky stars that we cross paths. So to build out the station, to have more of these wonderful hosts actually on AM and FM radio stations around the country, it takes time and it takes money. So we're asking you, you want to copy the Super Scam? You want to be in? Oh, what the hell, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. In this pool. And whether you donated last month or the month before, you will be put in the drawing. And you will receive either the antique shotgun, the 45, Springfield 45, or the 50 cal. But you definitely do get a book. Make a donation of $50 or more, you definitely get the book. But you'll be in the running for some pretty interesting firepower as well. So call us today. Julie's here. Keep her busy for the next hour and 8 minutes. She usually goes home at 6. 800-724-2719. Make a donation. Get your name into the hat. Get a book. Help us help you. Help me to help you. Help me help you. Jerry Maguire. And to help those that are new listeners to this network and the droves that are sure to come. Because, folks, it's looking to me like things are getting pretty rocky out there. Financial markets seem to be reaching their end. So we don't have a whole lot of time, and we've got a short amount of time to get there. Call us, 800-724-2719. Do it now. Do it while you're thinking about it. Don't put it off, because you will forget. Oh, that's right. Last month, didn't I think about doing that? Do it today. Please. 800-724-2719. Let me go to Michael Herzog. Hello, Michael.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Fair to middling, mostly good. What's up, brother?
Well, I just had to fall off my chair laughing when you made the statement. Just get that inside their little craniums. You reminded me at that point of my dad.
Really?
Because you're so eloquent at putting points across. You're older than me, however, so that can't be possible. But I just wanted to take a minute and tell the listening audience, you know, you are, among other things, probably the most prolific conveyor of a point to bring across. I have never seen anybody like you, and I've experienced it firsthand in person. I've been kicked out of restaurants for bringing up these topics. You, however, seem to walk away with your arm around police officers and detectives. You know, people that I would be terrified to even look at, much less talk to. But at any rate, you know, I wanted to mention, I had called into Don's show this morning on another topic that we don't want to bring up regarding this Ebola scare. And I happened to mention, I caught your show, I think it was yesterday, in the stock market fluctuation, John. And I agree with you. There's something teetering right on the brink. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on one particular thing. I mentioned on his show this morning what you had said yesterday about they're waiting until after the election. And in your mind, you're thinking that they are likely to start targeting us. Am I correct in that? Is that what you said?
Yeah, targeting us. But I think there's one thing that's going to happen before the targeting ensues, because amidst the panic and the chaos and everybody's attention being diverted and their heads are swiveling on their shoulders 360 degrees, they're not even going to know what the hell's happening under their own nose. I think what we're going to see is the start of a market collapse, and soon to follow. We know that the culturally deficient in our major cities are going to be extremely unhappy, and martial law may be enacted, and when that happens, any semblance or reference to the Constitution of the United States of America is going to be out the window.
So, in your estimation, because I believe, I kind of connected the dots from what I've been hearing on these shows, plus you, and I believe what they're looking at engineering here and throw Ebola into the mix is kind of a coordinated collapse. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, coordinated with the Ebola scare and, you know, the way they're handling this Ebola thing, my opinion is it's a total farce.
Yeah, and it is. It's just another, it's a wag the dog this scenario. I mean, let's get people's minds off of what's really going on. Let's get them distracted. You know, first we had a full-on ISIS. Oh, now we're going to have to put boots in the ground. Everybody's all twittered about that. And then it's the Ebola scare. And now they're shutting down schools in Texas and Ohio because of the Ebola scare. And the hypocrisy behind that is they're not limiting the flights coming into the country from West Africa, nor are they sealing up our southern border. They're not doing a damn thing.
Nor are they wearing hazmat suits when they're pulling the items off the plane.
Exactly.
I get you. All right. Hey, thanks, John. I appreciate your input. Have a great show the rest
of
the day.
Okay. All right. Bye. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. Shane in North Carolina, hang on. 800-313-9443. We're going to go to the top of the hour break. I am going to be another note here of note. We're going to be reformatting the commercial breaks on this network, and we're going to start eliminating some commercial slots so you can have more programming. Ooh, I like that. We'll take the break. We'll be back after the top of the hour break. Oh, and by the way, you're still going to have Phyllis Schlafly, but they're actually going to be updated.
With